The Belmont Stakes is just a few days away, and although not the interest this time last year, with no shot at a Triple Crown, still one of the great races in our country. And to be honest, a great story. We're trying to put two and two together here, and someone we really need to get in studio, but the new handicapper for the Maryland Jockey Club, Gabby Gaudette, joins us now from New York for the Belmont Stakes. Gabby, how are you?
Good, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, first, let me congratulate you not only on the new job, but graduating from Towson University just, what, a week or two ago?
Yes, it was. It was the Thursday after Preakness, so it was mixed in with exams and Preakness work and everything, so it was a little crazy, but I'm glad that's in the past.
You're a step ahead of most of your classmates, I'd say, already landing a job.
Yes, actually, even postgraduates, you know, I have a couple friends that graduated the year before me, and they were like, what, you got a job and you haven't even graduated? So it is. I'm very lucky, and I'm so happy to have a job, especially this one.
Well, there's two things, Gabby, that fascinate me. One is, I imagine for most prestigious jockey clubs in America, most of the handicappers, I'm just guessing here, are not under the age of 30 or even probably 40, and you're 22?
Yes, that is correct.
Would you say, I mean, I'm just speaking, have you met some of your counterparts in other states? What's the average age? You replace in Frank Carulli, a veteran, a 51-year-old.
I mean, obviously you have a younger demographic on horse racing television shows like TVG, HRTV. You get people who are in their 20s, but and there's also one woman named Katie Micolay, and she's younger. She does a lot with Fairgrounds, Presque Isle, different tracks around the country. So there are some, but it's very far and few in between.
And if you don't mind me asking, how many female handicappers do you know that are in prominent positions coast to coast? Not necessarily at the HRTV level, but for these different tracks or jockey clubs coast to coast?
One. And that
one.
Would be one in my eyes, and that would be, I'm probably going to forget right now because you called me out on the spot, but Katie Micolay, she does very, very well. I believe she did Churchill Fairgrounds, and she's at Presque Isle right now. So, but as for on-track handicapper, that's one of the only females that I can really think of right now.
I imagine your friends in college knew your passion for horse racing, but were they surprised that you're now not only placing bets, but setting lines for horse racing in Maryland?
They did. All my teachers and friends, and you know, if we had an open opportunity to do something free will, I usually do it about horses. They kind of thought it was funny, but no, everyone's very surprised.
At Towson, you're in college, at least not at Towson. What'd you major in at Towson?
I did mass communication. Not relevant to this job anymore. That is correct.
Have you ever been to the Belmont before?
I have not, and that is correct. Not, and now I can officially, I tweeted something earlier today. I said, you know, Belmont bound, this will officially be the third leg of the Triple Crown. So I've hit all racetracks, not in the same year, but I finally did it. Got to all three legs of the Triple Crown.
Gabby, what's your background in horse racing? I imagine you didn't show up at Towson University after a freshman year and say, I'm not sure what I want to do with my life. I want to become a handicapper. Where does it go back to in your life personally?
Well, my parents are trainers. My dad has been in Maryland. He's been a trainer in Maryland for many, many years. I'm embarrassed to say how many, probably like 50. And my mom is also a trainer. My sister has a couple horses of her own as well. So it's all in the family. I have uncles and aunts in it too. So it's really just part of my family history. And I've always been around it. I got my exercise license, which is, you know, what you get when you ride horses in the mornings, when I was 16, and I would always travel with my sister during the summers to try to, you know, run a stable at Delaware or in Virginia. And I would say the big turning point was last summer when I went to Saratoga and worked for a newspaper up there, and I just fell in love with it. I saw a new side of the industry that I was just fell in love with, and I guess the rest is history.
That's awesome. I hear that is maybe the nicest track in America in Saratoga. Would you say that?
Yes, I definitely hear that Keeneland comes in a close second, if not tops it, but those are definitely the top two that I've heard from people that say it's spectacular to go and visit. And Saratoga was just mind-blowing. It was beautiful. The people, the horses, the racetrack, it's gorgeous.
Well, if you don't mind, Gabby, let's look at this Belmont Stakes race. And you have Orb and you have Oxbow. Do you expect them both to be there late?
I do. I'm picking them in my top four. I think with a horse like Orb, I don't know. He's kind of funny because I think he was just having an off day at the Preakness, and it just did not look like himself. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, maybe he was trapped and he didn't like that. Well, he did get out of all of the commotion, and he just didn't fire. So I just, you know, every athlete has bad days, and I think that was one of his bad days. So I think, well, it's going to be raining here a lot. He loves the sloppy track. It's a home turf, so I really do think he's going to run well.
It's an interesting morning line. He's 3-1. Where would your head be with Orb in a morning line for a race like this after his performance in the Preakness?
I think it's a good morning line. I do think Orb at 3-1, I think it's fair for him just because, you know, he's definitely earned his stripes to be at the Belmont. He's a solid horse. I think he just wasn't up to play on Preakness Day. I do think maybe Freedom Child for Tom Abitrani. He's kind of a new runner in the Triple Crown in this leg. I think his odds will probably be lower, closer to post time. They're 8-1 right now, and I think they might get a little bit lower closer to post time.
Is there anyone else you think we should keep our eye on here? Any other new shooter?
I do really like Freedom Child, and there's a lot of buzz around him. He won the Peter Pan a couple weeks ago by 13 lengths in the slop, so he's definitely going to love the rain on Saturday as well. I think Oxbow is a solid horse. When he didn't show up in the Derby, he broke from the rail, and a lot of people kind of underestimate that, especially at Churchill. They have to go a couple lengths out to actually get to the actual racetrack when they're breaking from the rail. So that was tough. I like Oxbow, and I wouldn't completely throw out Unlimited Budget, the only filly in this race. She was undefeated until she got a bad trip in the Oaks, and she was third. So I really... those are kind of my top three. And I guess if I had to pick five, I'd throw Revolutionary in there as well.
Do you regularly show up at the track, Gabby, even before you took this job and make money betting on horses? Are you, I mean, does your history say you're really good at figuring this stuff out?
I love the racetrack. I mean, I definitely went out a lot in the mornings with my parents and, you know, galloping and doing everything like that. In the afternoons, I would go, especially when we would run something. But like I said, last summer, I was literally at the racetrack every single day from dawn until dusk past dusk. It was a long day. And I really do love it. I've had a lot of history in it. And the good thing about this is that I know not just about numbers, but I'm also have a history of like being a horse person growing up around it and everything. So if someone who's primarily looking at numbers, whereas me, I can look at maybe like, oh, this horse will improve with the blinkers because I watched this race last time out, and, you know, little tidbits like that horse people generally know. And growing up under trainers, it does give me a little bit more education on that area.
It's a great story, Gabby. I really appreciate you joining us. We want to get you in studio at some point coming up. But give us your Twitter handle.
It's @Gabby_Gaudette.
Well, congratulations. Exciting time for you, graduating from college and now a brand new job as the new handicapper, replacing Frank Carulli with the Maryland Jockey Club. Enjoy New York. Enjoy the Belmont.
Thank you so much. I will.
That's Gabby Gaudette. Terrific story. We'll come back with more next year on Sports.